With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Trump administration has till tomorrow to speed up nearly $2 billion in foreign aid payments, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The money is owed to partners of the U.S. Agency for International Development and the State Department for work already done before the funds were frozen. A federal judge ruled in favor of nonprofit groups and businesses that sued over the funding freeze, which has forced organizations around the world to slash services and lay off thousands of workers. The Trump administration has argued that presidents have wide authority to override congressional decisions on spending when it comes to foreign policy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tax expert Jonathan Williams says it's vital to the U.S. economy that Congress extend the Trump tax cuts of 2017.
The TCJA, Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, as being something that put America's economy on rocket fuel and really took us to the next level and brought all those jobs back, brought that capital back to the United States for repatriation. And it's something that is essential right now.
He's with the American Legislative Exchange Council and spoke to the Salem Radio Network. North Korea has unveiled for the first time a nuclear-powered submarine under construction. It's a weapon system that could pose a major security threat to South Korea and to this country as well. North Korean state media released photos yesterday showing what it called a nuclear-powered strategic guided missile submarine. It reported that leader Kim Jong-un had visited the shipyard. The Korean Central News Agency did not provide any more details. Ukraine's military and Russian war bloggers say that Russian special forces crawled through a gas pipeline to strike Ukrainian units from the rear in the Kursk region this weekend. Russian forces are trying to recapture territory in Kursk. This is SRN News. An ancient town in Syria is one of the world's few places where residents still speak Aramaic, the language that Jesus used. But since the fall of the former President Bashar Assad last year, some residents fear their future is precarious. Many Christians in Syria felt they were collectively accused of siding with Assad during the country's civil war. The Syrian strongman always portrayed himself as the protector of Christians and other religious minorities. Now the town's residents are asking the country's new leaders for protection after incidents of looting and harassment. China is touting its persecution of Christians. The communist government has released a statement saying that its, quote, public security authorities intensified efforts to dismantle cult organizations in 2024. China considers Christianity to be a cult and only allows worship inside heavily regulated state churches where the party is put first. House churches and any other private worship is punishable by long prison sentences. This is SRN News. Wyoming's Freedom Caucus flexing its political muscles.
Freedom Caucus leaders in the Wyoming House of Representatives are claiming victory after a legislative session in which most of their priorities got passed. Wyoming's the first state where a Freedom Caucus has taken control of a state house chamber. Republican Governor Mark Gordon has signed three of the conservative lawmakers' top five bills into law. They include a steep property tax cut, a ban on diversity programs in government, and non-recognition of driver's licenses issued to unauthorized immigrants. Stricter voter registration and residency requirements still await Gordon's signature. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, March the 9th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actress Joyce Van Patten. She is 91 years old today. Actress Juliette Binoche is 61. And musician Jimmy Fadden of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band is 77. This is SRN News.